Kerry Murphy with the final lap, and Michael Annette just hopping off the racetrack here at Phoenix. And how's the car for the weekend?
It's pretty good. We unloaded. We were actually really happy with the car. Just wanted to make some changes. We were a little free on entry. Wanted to work on some things there. And you know, with the race being tomorrow around 2 o'clock, we knew that first practice we were going to learn a whole lot. We don't want to make too many changes and then have to chase it in the second practice. So with only having one set of tires to really work with in the Nationwide Series, this next practice will be a lot more aggressive with changes and really work on our race setup and go from there.
How about how this whole deal came about? I mean, last year you weren't sure where you were going to be going, and all of a sudden you're at Richard Petty Motorsports. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it really was, I think, a blessing in disguise, with RWR shutting down, and we really had about a month to figure out what we were going to do, and sat down with, had some meetings with different teams, and when we just sat down at Richard Petty Motorsports, it just really felt like the group of people I wanted to work with and be with for a long time, and they were on the same page, and obviously being in the Ford Mustangs, we saw the success that they had last year, and with the alliance that RPM has with Roush Fenway Racing, and how successful all three of their cars were last year, and obviously winning the championship, everything was just really exciting, and it felt right. And then after we got through all that part, we had about 3 weeks to get everything in motion. We put had Felipe Lopez come on board, and he built a really strong team around he and myself, and it's a great group of guys, it's a testament to how hard they've worked this past month that we went to Daytona and didn't have one issue with the car or anything, and we unloaded here at Phoenix, which is a little bit more hard to get prepared for rather than Daytona,
right.
So and we still have yet to have an issue, so it's just a testament to the guys and how hard they've worked, and like I said, it's just a great group. Everybody has a lot of fun, and we're all on the same page, and know that when the hauler comes through the tunnel, we're here and we have a chance to win the race.
It's got to be pretty amazing for you, because they didn't even have a Nationwide Series team. All this just came together. I'm sure it wasn't just magic. You got to get the people in place, the parts in place, the cars built.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said earlier, with the alliance with Roush Fenway, there was a lot of materials there, and we just we had to put them together, and the guys worked their tails off, and the cars don't just show up ready to go to the racetrack. There's a lot of work that goes into them, and they've spent a lot of hours at the shop, and like I said, it's pretty cool to see how well we've done and the tiny amount of issues we've had when the cars roll off the trailer and go on the track. And as a driver, it makes me excited to come to the racetrack wake up each morning and come in here and get in the race car, and the fact that the guys are having a lot of fun and they get along makes a great experience for everyone.
Now, you had this sponsor last year. I'm sure it helped a little bit to bring them on board, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very fortunate to have Pilot Flying J being a partner with me ever since I started racing, about 7 years ago. So the way the sport is right now, to have a sponsor like that that wants to be in the sport and they want to go wherever you go, it's very fortunate, and it definitely made being able to get in there and have the meetings with different teams to be able to bring Pilot Flying J along is a huge benefit.
The number 43, iconic in this sport. How does it feel to be driving that number?
It's amazing. It's just part of the part of everything that made this deal seem right, and obviously we've seen the success that number has had with Richard Petty, and the fact that the first time I sat down with Richard and we went through all the important stuff, and then got down to the nitty-gritty of what number do you think will be, and now he was the first one to pop up and say the 43, and just the fact that he's willing to let me run that number is pretty cool, and definitely take a lot of pride in it every time we go out on track.
That was actually my next question. What was your meeting like with the King? I mean, that must have been kind of surreal for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. At the time, I probably didn't think that was going to be the first time I'd ever meet when we were discussing, coming to RPM to drive. Definitely I didn't think that'd be the first time I met him, but it was, and a very easy person to talk to and get along with, and like I said, that had a lot to do with why everything felt right. The people that were in the meeting. You know, he didn't have to be there for that first one, and he was, and you know, he took some time just to explain to how he likes to do things and how he wants his company to run, and I agreed, you know, all the way with everything that he had to say, and it was just all part of making this feel right.
I had the honor of speaking with him last year. I had an interview with him, and that was probably the highlight of my career, so I'm right there with you. He's just an awesome guy for the sport.
Yeah, definitely, and not only himself, but Dale Inman, and you know, there's a lot of owners that they can put their name on a company, and then that's, you know, and they go to the racetrack and they just enjoy themselves, but you know, the King and Dale, they're in the shop, you know, if not every day, every other day, and definitely very hands-on with the team, and then you know, getting in the car, they're in Daytona, and them both right there, and you know, all that, just that last minute advice, and it's pretty cool as a kid that was playing hockey, you know, 7 years ago, watching racing on TV and just watching all those old videos, to have that, you know, my fourth year in the Nationwide Series is definitely a blessing and a privilege.
How about on the Cup side? You got some pretty cool teammates. You got any advice from them?
Yeah, well, Eric and I, we've raced together quite a bit, and obviously, you know, he's run some Cup races, and then going back this year to run full-time is a huge honor for him, and he's definitely earned it. And then, you know, Marcos, he's probably one of the nicest guys in the garage, and, mm-hmm. You know, we haven't had a, you know, this is the first time we've really gotten in the car where we're discussing handling and everything, and there'll be a lot more communication there, but definitely looking forward to getting to some road courses and working with Marcos. Obviously, we've seen he's probably the best in the business, and mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a huge asset there. And then I'm just excited to watch Eric and the success he's going to have. Like I said, he's earned it. And you know, I raced with him, you know, obviously full-time last year when he was over at Junior Motorsports. And you know, he's a great person, and you know, he's got a great family. Worked with his father-in-law over at Germain Racing for 2 years, so know Eric pretty well. And it's just you know, one thing Richard kept saying in that first meeting was, you know, this is a family, so it definitely feels that way.
We saw monster ratings, monster crowds at Daytona for both the Nationwide and the Daytona 500. There seems to be a buzz or an excitement in the air for NASCAR this year. There's just something special about it. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think just everybody's, you know, the economy's getting a little bit better. Everything's kind of on the uprise, and people are looking for something to be excited about. And obviously, NASCAR coming to your hometown is something that people look forward to. And I think they're racing at Daytona, you know, really people got their money's worth it. Rather, if the drivers like her or not, we're here to, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the fans, and obviously they're enjoying themselves, and hopefully it's something that continues throughout the year.
And Brad Keselowski, you know, did some cool stuff there with the tweeting on the backstretch. Mainstream media grabbed a hold of that. All the tech websites, USA Today, USA Today, all that stuff. That couldn't have been bad either.
No, definitely. Any visibility, you know, is good for our sport. And Brad, obviously, definitely, he lets you know what's on his mind, and he's done that in a lot of interviews. He's going to be who he is, and that's pretty cool. Just for you know, the people that don't let other people above them tell them how they have to act and who they have to be, you know, that's just part of Brad, and it's, you know, it's cool that so many people took notice of. Not only what happened in that race, but also, you know, the things Brad was doing with social media.
On the schedule next week, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, a little bit larger, a little more banking. What are your thoughts?
I enjoy Las Vegas. It's probably one of my favorite tracks. We always run well there. Probably had a top five last year, and then some of the guys got us on fuel. You know, it became a fuel mileage race and took us out of that. But you know, had a really good run going there. And definitely enjoy going out to Las Vegas, and probably one of the fastest tracks we go to, with, you know, besides Texas and Atlanta, Vegas is right there. And you know, we've been to a super speedway, and now we're here at a flat mile track, and just looking forward to get to Vegas and kind of getting our whole, you know, then getting our whole package figured out, seeing what we have, and you know, then we'll be at Bristol that very next weekend, so we kind of get all four styles of tracks, you know, right away in the beginning of the season, and it's just we'll be able to get through those four, then go back and look at our notes and you know, really look at the rest of the season.
And then California, which is different than all of them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I forgot about that. Just needed to get a road course in there. But, you know, like I said earlier, we saw how well the Fords ran last year. And to know behind the wheel of one this year is very, very exciting for, you know, for a driver that is really looking for that breakout year. I think I'm definitely have everything at my fingertips I need to be able to go out and do it this year.
All right, Michael Annette, thank you so much for being on the final lap, and good luck.
All right, thank you.